The Dame and Han Show. 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 The Dame and Han Show.
Welcome to another episode of the Dame and Han Show with your hosts, Han
and
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here we are, episode 31.
The big...
What does 31 remind you of?
The number of days in January.
Baskin-Robbins flavors.
Ice cream flavors? Do you know what they are?
Yeah. Strawberry, orange, lemon meringue, tequila, chalk.
Pineapple.
Pizza.
Statue.
Pizza meringue. Statue. So that's what, 20 of them? And the other 11.
Yeah.
So well, no one, Rocky no Road.
Nobody orders those.
Ben and Jerry's.
Chocolate.
Is chocolate?
Do they have chocolate?
I don't think they got rid of chocolate in 54.
E31. What a good place to be.
I have some bibble babble, if you're in
some French. Actual babble.
No, it was something we were talking about before that we say for the podcast.
Okay,
The blue, even though it wasn't the blue because I was watching Jeopardy.
Out of the
I
blue.
Asked you this question.
Okay, question.
If it was Final Jeopardy, or Geoparty, if you say it the way it's spelled,
nobody would say it that way.
And so it's Final Geoparty. You have 20,000 points.
I would say Geoparty.
$20,000.
Okay.
And person B has 20,000. You're person A, although the letters and positions do not matter. You have 20,000.
The positions do matter.
Someone else has
maybe
20,000.
Okay.
And the third person has like 4,000. They're not really a contender.
Right.
Although, it's something to consider. So 20,000 you, 20,000 someone else, and then 4,000 for the third person, who I'm not saying is Asian.
Right, okay, so am I in the lead, or is it, like, exactly the same?
Okay, I think we should end the show now.
Okay, go.
Because when you say something so dumb, you have 20,000, someone else has 20,000.
Okay.
Do you know what that means in
exactly
terms of
20,
lead versus...
So I'm tied for first.
Yeah, why wouldn't you think I meant exactly these numbers?
I don't know. I just assumed you meant, like, rounded off. What are the chances that it would be exactly 20,000 for first and second?
Okay. Time to hit. What do we...
In this scenario, you're tied with another person for a very large number.
Yes, as was very evident and clear in my initial
okay.
explanation.
Okay, we've clarified it. We've clarified the clearness.
Okay, so the question I asked you was...
How much should I wager?
Yeah, how much did you wager? We both realized that
it matters.
The topic is important. And obviously you're either going to feel confident about the topic or not, or unsure, what's the word? Indifferent, I guess. Like,
okay.
What would word be good at? You're not good, you're not bad, the topic is what to you?
Neutral?
Yeah, I guess neutral. And then you would consider what your opponent, the other person with the 20,000, what their strength level would be. But I was saying that it's very... I don't think you can really do that. Unless there was a sports category earlier, and then they just didn't answer once, or they got it all wrong, and then the Final Jeopardy sport. So I guess you should consider... That's something to consider. So maybe the question is just, with too many variables, too. let's take the case where you're confident and
you believe the other person's confident. So you should bet everything.
Right.
You should, because they may bet everything as well.
Or should you bet everything but minus one?
On the offhand chance that you both get it wrong.
Yes.
That would be the only...
But then if you both get it right, you lose. So that's not really good. And you're pretty sure, in this case, you're both going to get it right.
Yeah.
So that's dumb.
In this case, yeah.
Okay. And equally, if
So what brought this little conundrum to your mind? Did they do something weird on the show?
Well, it was tonight's show. There was something similar.
Okay.
Oh, there wasn't exact though.
Okay. And
so I was wondering, just what if it was exact?
But what did the contestants do? What did they actually do on TV?
I don't know. I just asked what you did, what you would do. So it's actually a trivial question. So if you think
you didn't see what actually happened,
so if you're confident and you're not sure about them. Do you bet at all?
If you're confident, you should bet at all.
But if they're...
Especially in a tie situation, why risk it?
We're only talking about a tie situation.
Yeah, why risk it?
Why? Okay, what if you're not confident?
Well, if you're not confident...
You can bet zero.
You can bet zero. I would bet a number... No, you would bet something that's more than zero, but less than full amount, you know? Because there's a chance that the other person will be, oh gosh. And you can, the only way you can win is if you either get it right and they get it wrong, or you both get it wrong, but you happen to bet less. So you should bet less.
Less than what?
Less than what you think Dan will bet, obviously. Because you go, the only way you can win here is if they get it wrong.
Same thing, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to bet less than...
The only way you can win is if they bet wrong, if you decide to bet a non...
Bet wrong?
Bet wrong if you bet more than, or get answer incorrectly.
Okay. So if it's, you believe neither of us are going to get the question on.
If you believe yourself probably not to get it, then yeah.
You then how bet. Much did you bet? I want a number.
Some number between, like half or.
I guess this is the harder question.
Enough that you don't have to worry about the third person getting it right. And
okay,
not,
they have 4,000.
So you have to bet, you can't bet more than 12,000, I guess, or whatever it is.
So how much would you bet?
Let's say 10,000, make it easy.
Why wouldn't you bet 11,999?
Yeah, you could do that.
Why wouldn't you do that? If you had a choice between, like, okay, is that the best strategy in your scenario of considerations?
When you feel unconfident, what? Unsure? Inconfident? Incontinent. You're feeling incontinent.
Continent.
Yeah. When you feel like there's a continent in. No. that's all I have.
Okay, so what's the answer?
Yeah, 12,000 in that case, when you don't think you'll win.
Actually, what if the tie. I think whoever had more money before. Because maybe you should do exactly 12,000. So even if for some reason you tie with the third place person, I think you still win. Because you had more money at the beginning. So you don't have to do that 999 option. You might as well just go...
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, well, no. Let's do the 999 thing. The 11.99.
Okay. So you would bet $11,999.
So you're at least a dollar over if you lose and the third player wins. And
the third person's out of it then if you bet 11.99.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want that into equation. Yeah.
So... Here's the thing.
Am I in jeopardy right now? I feel like I'm in jeopardy.
If that's your strategy.
Yeah. Did I lose?
What should the other guy should go 12,000?
No, he should always
go 11,998. Yeah, you know what I mean?
$1 lesser, whatever.
So maybe 11,998 is the one to bet.
Oh, now we're getting into this thing.
No, but isn't that, that's the crux of this whole question.
Then you should have went 999, whatever, 7 and 6 and so forth. Yeah.
But you're going to make one wager.
Well, that's why I said just 10,000. Just
okay, so 10,000 your answer.
Nice even number.
Okay, interesting. I doubt you'll ever be on Jeopardy.
I will never be on Jeopardy.
Now, maybe because you're psychic, you don't need to be on Jeopardy.
Is that true. It would be an unfair advantage.
Because in my hands right now, for those who are watching the video feed of this... Which is everybody, because there is no video feed of this. I have 4 playing cards. Rider back, bicycle, red back, red rider backs.
Ew.
And I'm placing them in a row. On Did you see that one?
No, I haven't seen any of the faces.
Okay.
But
so I'm placing one closest to you, one closest to me, then one second closest to me, and one third closest to me.
Right. Yes, we get the idea.
So there are
4 okay. cards.
So there's one. So they're
face down. I don't know what they are.
Yeah. But your psychic powers, do you get a feel for which suit could be in which position?
I am invoking the spirits. So what am I supposed to do?
Just Do you know, do you get a feeling of any card? Should I point to a card and you ask the spirits which one?
Yeah, okay. Well, no one. The closest to me is a club.
Okay.
Next is a diamond.
Okay.
And so a heart and a spade.
Okay, so the second one's a diamond.
Oh, that's,
so you're at least wrong.
They lied to me again.
You got one right.
I got...
But it doesn't matter. Were not psychic.
I was not psychic.
No, maybe I am.
Well,
how
in tune are you?
Tell you right now, I am for sure psychic.
For sure?
Yeah.
100%?
112%. 100... No.
99%?
11,999%.
All right, Dave, I'm going to shuffle these.
Shuffle doesn't matter because the spirits are going to tell me.
Shuffle doesn't matter, he says. Therefore, I will cut the shuffle of four cards. The one, put them in a row
the one
from me to him.
The diamond. Turn that over right now. We'll keep going. Okay, so what's our next segment?
What? Come on, get the other one. See what you can get.
This is a heart. No,
well, this is no fair. You already know what they...
It doesn't matter. Okay. For those of you who didn't watch that...
We are not psychic.
Yeah.
Not today. Not this moment. But who knows in the
future.
But
we could be sexy.
Why comment on our past? Just think about the future. Don't dwell on the past. Don't judge us by our pasts.
Failures.
You can judge us by past successes.
Sex what?
Successes.
Sex with exes? Okay, so should we get to our self-proclaimed prize segment?
I often proclaim it to myself.
So your answer, by the way, was 10,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Shall we do our...
Is your fakie five,
fakie five,
now in Quintario?
Fakie five, wherein we read out five items, five topics, five names, five whatevers.
So there's only one topic.
One topic. And these are related to a topic, and it will be something like... These are five blahs, and one of them is
That's
not a blah.
That's what mine is this week.
One of them is not a blah. So, what's your...
Okay. Five blahs, one of them isn't a blah. Ready? Number one, blah. Number two, blah. Number three, blah. Number four, bleep. And number five, blah.
So, wait. Say four and five again.
Boop. Okay. Is yours a good one, a mediocre one, or a crappy one?
Crappy.
Okay, I'll go first then.
What? Why not me?
Okay, go first.
Mine's a crappier one.
Well,
these are yours is even crappier than crappy.
Well, you knew my progression of ideas. I tried a bunch of creative, exciting ideas, and they didn't really pan out.
These are five of the top. How do I even read this? I don't have a title.
Well, this is
these crappy. Are five of the top. The Onion articles, as listed by About.com. About.com.
What? Do I have to lock in for this?
These are 25 top...
25?
These are five article headlines. These are five headlines picked from About.com's list of top 25 The Onion headlines.
Okay, I might get this, because I...
You like the
Onion? I'm an Onion fan.
Who isn't an Onion fan?
So the fifth... The
who doesn't like The Onion? The fakie is one that is a headline I made up.
What?
The fakie is a headline I made up.
Oh, you made up?
Yeah. No, I made up whole cloth. Yeah.
Wow, this is the first time almost?
Yeah.
Or okay.
Possibly.
Go.
Okay, number one. So these are headlines that The Onion has written, and one of them I wrote.
Yes.
What happened there?
No one's talking. It's what
Number one, don't tell me you've never wondered what Yoda's penis looks like. Number two, evangelical scientists refute gravity with new intelligent falling theory.
Okay, that is one that was there, so okay, it's fakie four. I like when it's fakie less.
This is very dangerous because these are top, so likely
number
popular. Number three, plan to get laid at Dragon Con 2001 fails.
That's a real one.
Number four.
Fakie three.
Number four, area man certain image on website is photoshopped. And number five.
That's a fakie.
Number five.
That's a fakie.
Hold on.
That's a fakie.
Number
the
five.
Photoshop one is fakie.
Number five.
It doesn't matter. Number four is a fakie.
No, it does matter. Number five. Gay teen worried he might be Christian.
Okay. That 1,000% is real. That was a recent one. Okay. The other one I wasn't sure, but I'm going with Photoshop. Thank you very much. I win!
Yes, you're right. You know your Onion articles.
That Yoda penis one is great. Like, that's hilarious. I didn't hear that one before, and it's very funny.
Okay, so you
just anything with penis.
Okay, yeah. What? So you knew three of these, and the Yoda's penis one was too funny for me to have made up.
I knew the two of them. I knew the Christian. I knew the refuting gravity, intelligent falling, whatever that thing was.
Intelligent falling.
The other two I didn't hear before, but the first one was so funny it had to be real, and then whatever.
Okay. Well done.
Okay, so there are very, very popular porn stars in the world.
Oh, boy.
Some websites list the top 50 or 100 in terms of sexy and hotness.
I think they're 50 years old?
No.
Okay.
There's top 50 hottest porn stars and stuff. You can imagine, and these are all women.
All women.
You like women. All women, right?
All women, yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
Point at me with that knife.
Some of them are black, and some of them are white.
Okay.
So, I'm going to read you five hottest black porn stars, but one of them is white.
And I'm supposed to guess from their names. Is that what you're going to read?
Yes.
Their porn names, not their actual names.
Well, the list actually, I assumed all of them would have funny porn names, but most of them are just regular names.
Like Chandelier?
That's number three, thanks. No, number one, although this one is a bit, Cherokee D'Ass.
With apostrophe?
Yep.
Okay. Classy.
Number two, Nautica Binks. Number
strange.
Velvet Rose.
Okay.
Number four, Cinnamon Love. Sinnamon. Like sin.
Yeah, I get
Cinnamon
it.
Cinnamon Love. And number five, Jennifer White.
Mm. Is she the white one? So, number two, what was that again?
Nautica Binks.
She's the one. She's white.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen pornos with her?
No, I don't recognize any of these names. I don't know.
I'm afraid that you got lucky last week.
Oh, what?
You're totally wrong. The answer was Jennifer White was the white one. Bingo!
Can you prove that she's white?
Yeah, just go to the URL. All
right.
There's a picture of her. She's got quite the tatas. Sorry, tattoos. What did I just say?
So you won Fakie 5 and I lost. Are you happy?
Yes, I am. I am very happy. Now, Han, let's follow up our greatest segment ever voted by us.
Voted number one by...
our newest segment ever, which is the top three exchange. What did we call it last time? Last time we made up a little funny alternative name or rejected names for ChristianMingle.com.
Yeah.
And this time out of the blue, I said, let's make three worst named jam products, jam jelly products.
Okay.
So I will just go first and then we'll alternate. So you get the last punch.
But see the danger is that, yeah. But the danger is
there's no danger here. There's dangerous wager.
No, the danger is...
I forgot to do for this.
No,
this is the first episode without a dangerous wager. I made a huge mistake.
That was a danger in itself. I'm just telling you, the danger is like last week, we have an item that's very similar.
It doesn't... It's all fun. There's okay. No danger. There's no... If it's similar, then that's great.
Okay, fine. You want to live risky. Let's go.
Here we go. Worst name jam products... Gaylord brand sticky fruit sauce.
That's a lot better than any of mine. And I don't want to read mine. Number one, Smucker's peanut B&J.
See, this is what you feared is about to happen. Number two, Mother Smucker's.
Wow, that was so close. Yeah, number two, for me, Raspberry Mouthplosion.
Now, is this because I said anoplosion earlier?
I don't know. It might be. Might have been.
And my number three, Nature Valley's strawberry and vinegar medley.
Gross. My number three is totally Harry Berry.
H-A-I-R-Y?
Yes.
Okay. Strawberries kind of have hair, right?
Strawberries, well, a lot of berries kind of do. Strawberries, raspberries.
That's gross.
Blueberries. Blueberries.
No, they don't have hair, silly.
Blackberries.
Hairy berries.
Racist.
Speak of racist, you didn't know your white porn stars from black ones. I'm the one who's racist.
I didn't pick the one that was so obvious. Did you pick her up because she had the last name White or whatever?
Well, I went through the 50 the black last. Ones, and then I went through the whites until I had one before that was pretty good, and then I saw, okay, one named White, that'll be like a triple experiment in mind control.
What? That's also a funny, like, porn name. Like, her thing is, like, she's white. Like...
Well, no, her like thing that's her boobs. Like, if you saw them.
I know, but her porn name accentuates, like, the other one is, like, Cinnamon, there's, like, Nautica, because she's naughty, and there's, what is it, the ass? What did you call it?
The Cherokee the ass.
Yeah. Anyway.
She'll be joining us, by the way, Cherokee the ass will be a guest later on the show.
Okay. David, would you rather...
The first one.
Have the ability to see smells. So wherever there's a smell...
I have the ability to turn off smells.
I know. We talked about
that. I already have a smell-related ability. Do I need more?
Yeah, because you can see the smells from far away. You don't have to actually...
So it'd be like a gas, kind of?
Yeah, it's like, that's, you know, in, like in cartoons, okay, or I guess some
so I, shows. Is your would you rather two new exciting powers?
Like in Lysol commercials. Is yeah.
So's mine. So this okay, is an all positive fakey five.
Well, don't get too excited. One of them is that you can see smells. So if you see like so
it's a bonus.
Smelly like garbage, you're like you don't realize it's there, but you're like, oh gosh, I gotta get ready.
You understand? With my power, I'd be invincible. No, I'm picking that one. I don't care if okay, I have well, the second, or just have $1 billion.
The second is that your farts are odorless. But they are loud.
First one.
Oh.
Okay. Why is it that the second one have like a negative when the first one's just like...
Because odorless farts are a huge plus, I think. I don't know.
Well, first of all, you can just wait, keep your farts till there's no one around. Like, if a fart falls in the forest...
I should have said they were silent and odorless.
Well, whatever. The first one, like, I'd be invincible. No, for sure the first one. And is there a way we can I get this? Do we have the technology to build this somehow?
The thing is, I can't, when I wrote this down, I was like thinking of the first guy to write like a cartoon and he drew smell lines. Like that guy is so brilliant. I don't know who that was though. Who would have been?
I think his name is Steve W. Dawson. Born in 1941. No, they had cartoons before the war, right?
Did they draw them in like...
Han.
Okay.
Would you rather have the ability to breathe underwater?
Boring. And you already asked me this, but boring?
Okay, forget it. I already asked you, breathe underwater was... Okay, are you saying that breathe underwater was a would you rather for me in a previous episode?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
But what's the second
How
part?
How confident are you?
50-50.
Last time you were sure of something.
And I was right.
What do you mean right? You were wrong.
What was it?
It was when I made two pee jokes in the same podcast.
One was a bathroom joke and the other one was pee. Yeah,
but you were so sure.
I associate bathroom and pee together.
The point is you were so sure it was something you were wrong.
Okay, about. I was wrong.
Or... So, boring, so I assume is
the okay, breathing one. Underwater. Okay.
Or be able
to whatever not this is, I'm going to take
injure yourself when you fall. So, if you fell off a 20-story building, somehow, right when you land, you'd be shielded due to some mysterious power, and you would not hurt yourself.
If I'm carrying a bag of groceries, and there's eggs in that bag, and I fall from a tall height, do the eggs get hurt?
That's a good question. I was considering that. The answer is perhaps. Because your body somehow, but the weight of the eggs, like, the eggs don't have this power.
Also, the thing is, like, it's if possible, I jumped off the CN Tower,
yeah.
What's the deceleration? Is it, like, slowly decelerating me, or is it, like, suddenly, like, how is it?
You might pass out, but just... When you would normally be impacting the ground, you kind of, there's an air cushion that just
captures me.
Yeah, and then you just gently...
So it's not like when Superman captures Lois, and he's, like, flying straight up, and she's, you know, falling. And normally she should, like, break in half in his arms. That doesn't happen.
No.
I don't have to worry about Superman.
Okay. No.
This is actually not bad, because the second one is, like, how often does that happen?
Well, right now, none, hopefully. Because well, you do injure yourself.
No, I do fall sometimes. Like, I'll trip or whatever. And this is actually related to... This is actually similar to that power I offered you, wherein you could float, right? Remember? You could float.
But then there was some deadly things, but I'd get AIDS or something.
No, like, there wasn't.
Oh, that one wasn't?
No, there was no downside to it.
Down? Because it's floating.
But the thing is like... What would I do under the ocean? Like, what am I doing under there? Do I have to worry about drowning? I guess drowning is the...
Well, you wouldn't be drowning is...
The thing is, like, would I spend more time in the ocean or lake or whatever? And the thing is, like, after a certain
point... I can't give you hints.
You can't really see anything. It's not really that useful. I can already swim. So that's not a big deal. I suppose if I was being waterboarded or, like, someone was trying to drown me, I'd be like, whatever, just tell me when you're done.
Just call me when you're done.
I'd be immune to waterboarding. That would be...
Okay.
And I don't even own a
bathroom. Do you have any state secrets?
Do you want me to state some secrets?
Mm,
I'll go with the falling one, because I feel like that would be more interesting... And I do sometimes fall, like, that just happens. I trip on and I hurt myself.
Yeah, so it would benefit accidents like that, but also, you'd be able to do thrill jumping off.
Should I thrill jump right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Also,
I could freak out.
Now, the one, so you've chosen the second one, right?
And what happens if I jump into, like, water? Okay, go on.
The one consideration I thought afterwards that... would push me towards number one is you can go look for sunken treasures and you can make money, I think, up the underwater.
No, but what about the pressure? You'd be crushed. Is that included in there?
I don't know. That was your, you should have asked about
the pressure. Your blood would boil and your eyes would fall out. It would hurt.
So then it's
also, you can't see anything under there. I don't know.
What do you mean? Can't you wear... A goggles and a flashlight? Like what?
I guess.
These are questions you should have brought up during the segment. No, but you assumed that you would die if you go more than 10 feet down.
I just don't see the point of me going into what
lake. But let's say you could just go underwater. And don't you agree that it could be financially rewarding to you?
Yeah, it could be.
But the falling thing, I couldn't really think of a way, other than like you could work on a high-risk construction project.
Without any safety gear. I wouldn't need insurance.
But to me, like, going to the Titanic and getting heirlooms out of it, like, that'd be... You could sell those.
Yeah, if you have the right gear and you can find it. It's not like... The world is still a big place. You still get hungry. It's far. True, right?
If you go down... Like,
and you can get trapped.
At lunch. Yeah, you could get trapped, right? It doesn't... Yeah,
you can still get eaten by things.
You're like, vulnerable. You get stung
by jellyfish. You're not Aquaman here. Just a dude who can, like, hang out in the water for a long time.
Okay. So, you've chosen the second one.
Congratulations.
Well, you know what? I think it's... Let's put drowning aside and stinks and smells and lighten up the room a bit with a time to joke.
A time to joke. Why don't I do my joke first and then
you have a joke?
I do.
Oh my god, why didn't you? See, yeah. That was deceptive. Like, you just said, I've got a joke this episode for the first time ever.
First time ever. Nice. Now, this joke,
I actually love saying you're being deceptive.
It's not, obviously, this joke is not mine, and I didn't even look it up on the internet. I heard it in public today.
Whoa, you were in public today. Weird.
Yep, outside.
Goodbye, court order.
Great outdoors. Here's the joke, and it got a few laughs.
And who said it?
Somebody it's not in season. It's not in season. No, it teaches a streetcar driver.
Oh, interesting.
Public Works. Here's the joke. And it, you'll realize, you'll understand why I said it's not in season.
What, it has to do with summer?
Why didn't the skeleton cross the road? He didn't have the guts.
Why would you ruin it by talking about not in season when it's just a fun little joke?
It's a fun little joke. But it's
you just brought it down.
It feels like a Halloween joke. And we just had Halloween.
Why would you taint your
All joke? Hallows Eve joke.
I don't like your taint.
Nobody does. That's my curse.
What? Protons have mass? I didn't know they were Christian. She says Catholic. But I was rushing.
It should be Catholic, yeah.
Protons have mass? I didn't even know they were Catholic. Now, when I read that earlier, I could not stop laughing. If you did this. It's so dumb. It's hilarious.
It's awful. This skeleton one is Noam Chomsky in comparison.
I think they're both awful.
Okay.
One's like a childhood riddle, and the other one's an adult...
Throw it away.
Thing. Well... Let's get to our second most popular segment, Bookie Look.
Bookie Look.
I'll just go first. So I
don't have a Bookie Look.
I read this book before the current book called The Two Deaths of Daniel Hayes. Sounds interesting, eh?
Was it a reincarnation story?
No.
Is it?
So it just has a great title. Do you like that title?
Does he have a twin that has the exact same name?
Do you like that title?
Is it him and his dad?
Is it tricky?
What's the name?
Intriguing?
The Two Deaths of Daniel Hayes.
It's some sort of like mystery thriller book. So I bought it, and it starts with some fella wakes up like on a beach with no memory of what's going on. His car is parked near, or a car is parked nearby.
And he finds something in his breast pocket.
No, but in the glove compartment is a gun. And his wallet somewhere in the car, and it says his name is Daniel Hayes. He has no memory of what led up to this.
An amnesia story.
Yes. So, that's the start, and then, like...
Is he the Bourne Identity?
It builds up to, like, his wife... Like, there's some big secret that happened that made him forget, like, causes amnesia, or made him go to that beach.
Does he end up on Mars?
He was in the water, by the way. He was drowning.
Is there a three-breasted lady?
There's always a three-breasted lady. That's the only types of book I read.
Thank God.
The only types of book? That's right, books. Only types of book. That's not right, right?
Only type of book.
Type of book or types of books? No. So it's leading up and implying there's this big secret that launched the whole, like, why he was there and the whole problem and the whole plot. And then when it was revealed, it was like...
Does he get his memory back?
Not entirely. He's told, he learns what the thing was, and then he's slowly getting it back in little patches throughout the book. But anyways, the big reveal was lame, and it was like a letdown. It was like, oh yeah,
it was a dream.
I went to pay my phone bill, but it was closed, so I had to wait till the next day. Like, that's about the impact of me. It was just some...
mundane thing.
Yeah, I'll even ruin it, like, because no one's going to read the book. Should I ruin it? Should I say what it is? Or maybe
no,
it's...
don't ruin it.
I've just...
Don't ruin it.
But it was okay book, like, it was had me captivated to the end, so it wasn't a shitty book. It was just kind of a letdown that the big memory was...
He was a muggle.
Yes. No, he lived in Fraggle Rock. Okay, what's your book? Oh, you don't have one.
I don't have one. I don't read books like you do.
How do you read them? Upside down?
I have a new segment, and it's called...
What happened to Han Hong's Swan Song?
Swan Song? He doesn't have a swan song for this episode.
What's your new segment?
How Tweet It Is! This is a very lazy segment where I just read out a tweet I like.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go after you.
This one was said by Pork Beard.
Sorry, Pork Beard?
That's his Twitter ID. What Twitter ID?
Do you know who this person is?
Or? No, I have no idea.
He said this on beard made of pork.
He said this earlier this year, January 31st. Speaking of 31.
Whoa.
Here's the tweet.
Hold on. This episode just came full circle.
Here's the tweet.
Full circle.
Your
sickle.
You're a ghost.
Fursicle.
You're a ghost driving a meat-coated skeleton made from stardust. What do you have to be scared of?
That's 140 characters?
Well, probably less, but not more.
Yeah, you're right, but it seems like so many characters. Say it again.
You're a ghost driving a meat-coated...
Oh, wasn't you're a ghost, you're a ghost.
You're a ghost driving a meat-coated skeleton made from stardust. What do you have to be scared of?
Why are we a ghost, though? I don't get that part.
Well, we're a mental entity.
But ghost is kind of implied to be something that has died and is still hanging around.
Well, I guess it just means we're a consciousness of some sort.
Yes. In your case, very much of some sort.
See, I like it because it's like, it cuts to the essence of the thing. It also mentions how we're just like these meat thingies walking around made of stardust, which is a Carl Sagan sentiment. A very skeptical sentiment.
Sediment?
It's Carl Sagan sentiment level.
Layer. Speaking of skepticism, okay, so that segment is...
How tweet it is.
Good name. Average
tweet
to below average tweet. Is that really how you should have launched it with something like that?
How tweet it is. Just read your segment.
No, Skeptical Bladder. Do you have one of those? No.
I do.
Good.
Do we have the same one?
No. We have the same one because mine's not even a one. No, what? I just wrote down here, should we be doing more skepticism? Meaning, what do? We go to TAM once every few years. In your case,
twice.
In my case, thrice. and I guess I'm not going next year.
Condoleezza thrice.
I remember I had this like big kick. Let's start Toronto Skeptics.
Yeah.
How did that turn out?
Well, there's still skeptics in the pub we can attend. Although, okay. That seems so to be full of...
Okay. I'm talking about starting Toronto Skeptics. Not, let's do something in Toronto Skepticism that someone has already did.
But the thing is, there already is... Okay, we've had this debate, but there already is...
on the show.
...a small skeptic community out there.
Okay. Is that Toronto Skeptics?
No, there is not a group specifically called Toronto Skeptics.
Is there a major... No. Is there a...
Well, there's
skeptics
CFI.
...groups in Toronto?
There's CFI... There's skeptics in the pub.
Okay, skeptics in the pub is a bunch of alcoholic people who don't believe in God, who want to sleep with each other and go to a pub and get drunk and try to pick each other up.
What? That's not what they are. You just... What?
I don't know. I made that up.
You did make that up. That is totally unskeptical of you.
Are you saying there's no one in the skeptic community in Toronto that you want to have sex with?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're making a broad overgeneralization. Group.
Okay, Skeptics in the Pub is not an organization to promote skepticism.
It's... Okay, yeah, I guess. It's a group where they can have a community of skeptics hanging out.
Like, they don't have Richard Dawkins coming over... Is he alive? Yes. Coming over and giving a talk.
Hitchens is the one that passed away.
There's a lot of people who passed away.
Okay.
Okay. There's CFI, but CFI got its issues going on. And also, they're not like skepticism. They're...
Talkers.
I don't know what they are. They're not...
They'd like to debate.
There's a lot of major city skeptic groups, right? Like New York Skeptics. There's Ottawa Skeptics. They have a podcast. Like I've read a series. Like, you know what I mean? Toronto doesn't have that. Toronto's like the fourth
Let's
biggest
check out
city.
Ottawa Skeptics.
Is it the fourth biggest city in North America, Toronto?
Oh.
I keep hearing that. It could be, right?
Possibly.
So it does not have an actual official skeptics group. But anyways, the point of all that was, I brought it up once, and then I said, we should start it, and then nothing happened to that.
Yeah.
This is everything we talk about, nothing ever happens. So this is a question, should we be doing more, or are we just casual skeptics who have real lives or real jobs, whatever, and...
No, I'm all for getting this Toronto Skeptics thing going.
You just can't lead it. You just need to help it.
I can co-lead.
Have you ever led anything in your life?
No,
you're not really a leader, are you?
Not really a leader. I haven't led anything yet. I've co-led. I've co-leaded.
Cleated?
Cleated.
Anyways, my answer to my question is yes. But that's always the answer. The answer is never no.
But then you never do anything yourself.
I know. I'm not denying that I'm a idea exclaimer and then not doer.
Doer.
Well, no, that's not true. I did almost 200 cartoons of Malcolm and Twibbs. I have 6 apps. So I do some things. I have an idea. I want to do something and then I do it. But for skepticism, nothing. Like, my biggest idea was the science or fiction t-shirts.
I mean, maybe we should get involved with Ottawa skeptics, find out what they're doing. That's a bit of a hike, but...
Well, first of all, we wouldn't walk there.
It's even...
Okay, for those of you who don't know Toronto versus Ottawa. Ottawa, by the way, I think we say this once, is the capital of Canada.
Capital of Canada.
It is in the province of Ontario, and Toronto is in the province of Ontario, and Toronto is the capital of Ontario. Ottawa is about 450 kilometers, isn't that right?
It's good four to six hour drive.
Yeah, so that would be, so how many, 450 kilometers is how many miles? 2.2 kilometers in a mile. So how many? Say 200, around 200 miles. 180 to 200 miles away.
More.
So it's a hike. It's a serious hike.
Like 300 miles, yeah.
Oh, 2.2. 450 divided by 2 is what?
Okay, 25
minus 10%, 25.
Yeah, okay.
What? 20%?
10%. Anyway, it's a hike.
200 miles, so we're not walking there or hiking there, okay?
It's a few hours.
But you suggested maybe we should contact them.
Or maybe we'll find out when their next major event is, and like TAM, but obviously we can just drive there.
Or take the train.
Nexus. Or take the train.
Or just go there. Like, go to the Scott Ottawa.
In Ottawa?
When they must have a monthly thing.
Sure.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Also, is Reality Check... Did we talk about the Reality Check?
We may have talked about it in our top podcasts episode.
Have you heard any?
I've heard like 3 or 4, yeah.
Okay. Is that from Ottawa Skeptics?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Yeah, all those dudes are there.
Yeah, that's... I'm sure they're listening now. Okay, 42 minutes? What?
Hard to tell, because we're speaking...
Okay, let's do the new word phrase. That's quick.
Really? New word phrase. Okay. I'll do mine because it's worse. It's done.
I challenge you on that.
Okay, let me do it.
Okay, go.
I have to burp. No. Mine? Yes. Nope. Mine is alive and linking.
Oh, God. Mine is equally bad.
Okay, alive and linking. That refers to when a blogger returns from an extended hiatus.
Okay, don't wait. Yours is clever. Mine's worse.
So it's a mix of...
But it's similar in
alive
the
and kicking
tone.
It's a play on alive and
kicking. Yes.
Okay.
So a blogger...
Who...
A link-happy blogger...
Yeah, sure.
Has returned from vacation or just from motivation.
Just like the popular Simple Minds song.
Now, speaking of...
Alive and Linking.
You were alive and linking recently because you had 2 Han.com updates.
Yeah. And now...
Is this the first time I'm mentioning Han.com?
Now all the updates are in my head. Yeah.
H-W-A-N.com. You wrote 2 within 6 days.
And then...
Mindblow.com.
No, I stopped.
That is your blog URL.
Right.
It's not.
Han.com.
Okay, so my new word phrase is scraping the bottom of the ferrule. which is watching bad Will Ferrell movies, for example, Bewitched or Land of the Lost. Those, so tonight you might go, okay, let's do it. Let's scrape the bottom of the Ferrell. And then you rent or buy or download. Or...
That also sounds like a very, very nasty sexual act. To scrape the bottom.
I think of
the
our new witch phrase are equally...
I think that's what that Linda White did.
What was yours?
That's what she's famous for. What?
What was your new word phrase?
Alive and linking.
Alive and linking and scraping the bottom of the ferrule are pretty similar.
Well, it's a popular phrase and remove changing one of the words, yeah.
Yes, so we are psychic.
Alive and linking.
What? Okay, let's get celebrity quote out of the way.
Okay.
This is the homosexual edition. No, sorry. This is the suspected homosexual edition of celebrity quote. So you are obviously one of the
why possible suspect?
Choices. There are celebrities who, for reasons I'm not sure, have this chatter that they are actually gay.
What do you mean chatter? They themselves are saying this?
No. World or...
Gossip.
Nations homosexuals.
Okay, gossip.
Gossip is that they are secretly gay. They might be married, or married multiple times, or having sex with their wife right now, lovingly. But apparently, it's all a Twitter that... What was your thing called?
What?
What was your segment about tweeting?
How tweeted is?
Okay. Whatever. The gossip is that they are actually gay. So I'll tell you the three people.
All in the tweetosphere?
The first person is John Travolta. I'll give you the quote after.
I hope so.
Second person is Kevin Spacey. You hope so?
Yep, I believe it. Here's the thing. There could already be clouds of people suspecting that they're gay. How could you prove they're not?
I'm not saying if they're gay or not. And number three is Tom Cruise.
Okay.
John Travolta, Kevin Spacey, Tom Cruise. If you go online, all of them, people are saying that they're gay.
Oh, okay. So they all are. Okay.
Well, they're not all gay.
But
they all have a strong online suggestion that they're gay.
There's... Okay, yep.
Now, you've slept with at least one of them, right?
I don't really remember.
Okay. The quote is, I'm aware that, from the outside, it looks like I've got quite an ego. I'm aware that, from the outside, it looks like I've got quite an ego.
That's the whole quote?
Yeah,
that's all you're giving me?
That's all I'm giving you.
Oh, dear.
Who said that? John Travolta, Kevin Spacey, or Tom Cruise?
John Travolta.
Wrong, it was Kevin Spacey.
What a flaming...
okay, so what do I have left? Do I have a parting thought?
Well, why don't we... You talked about... why don't we talk about more about skepticism? Why don't I just bring up a skeptical topic, Blackburn?
You're right. I totally steamrolled over your own skeptical blather.
You know, that's why we don't talk about it, because you keep steamrolling with your steam and your rolls.
To start your thing, I'm just going to...
What? Why are you...
Kitchen.
This is not the time to do this. You realize we can pause. All right, fine. Oh, dear. My skeptical topic blabber is wind turbines. Or rather, what do people have against wind turbines? I don't understand what people don't have against wind turbines.
That was actually under consideration for me tonight to be my skeptical blather, because it was recently talked on at least one podcast.
The thing is, with wind turbines, you know, from an environmental perspective, I guess, the impact of the wind power is relatively minor. It doesn't use... There's no... Fossil fuel, it doesn't use up fossil fuels. It doesn't leave behind, like, a waste like nuclear energy does. It doesn't emit any air pollution.
And we're back.
It just uses wind energy.
Hold on, what's the skeptical part of this? Are you just talking about...
No.
Is this Science Watch, or...
No, my whole thing is, like, I don't understand... I guess it's kind of like...
What's the controversy or the issue, skeptical issue here?
The main skeptical issue, I feel like, is that some people feel that they get sick.
Okay, so we're talking about wind turbine illness.
Well, just wind turbines in general. Like, So, yeah, some people feel like they can get sick from it, and there is some legitimacy to that in that, you know, I guess most of the reports are anecdotal, but there could be some legitimacy to feeling that you get some ultrasound effect from being too close to a windmill, and it's affecting you in some way. And that is granted, that could be something.
I think what you're trying to say is there is an... Unlike Wi-Fi illness, where there's really no effect,
there's no
wind turbine has.
There's no theoretical sound, effect with
it has a
Wi-Fi.
Sound and like
it has a repeating noise,
like air pressure. Yeah. Considering like so, there's real physical effects.
But the thing is like the other side of that coin is usually these windmills they have to be a certain distance away so that
right.
You don't feel those effects. It's not conscious. It's like way too far for you to notice it. So, I guess that could be an issue if somehow you are close to them.
This what is the word for this? Why am I gesturing with a knife for the last? No, I mean there is a possibility.
There's possibility.
Yeah, like there's something to talk about that is possible that would interact with a human in a measurable way.
But so far,
versus some things that are like homeopathy, with like it's implausible. There's no.
Right.
Mechanism. No scientific mechanism to do anything.
But I feel like, okay, so you mentioned that, yeah, people feel like the sound or whatever is affecting them. But there's also, I feel like, some innate thing where, like, I feel like there's some deeper root that they have against windmills.
Yeah.
Which is, they don't like the idea of windmills, or they don't like change, or they don't like these things being built in their area.
But you started this with, like, basically... The question you kind of were bringing up but didn't ask is, who would be against windmills? Like, if you weren't affected, like, who's against the idea of wind energy, right?
No. Yeah, that's exactly it, yes. That's exactly the verbalization I was looking for. And the thing is, like...
Think about the Wi-Fi comparative. Like, who's against Wi-Fi?
Well... It's all these things, like, people want to blame their non-specific symptoms. So they feel dizziness, they have headaches, they feel these, like, non-specific symptoms.
This happens, like, and they every assign day, it to, everywhere.
Yeah. It's like, I feel tired and generally
everyone
restless.
Looks for a reason.
Yeah. And they look for, oh, here's this new thing that was just introduced. I bet you that was it. Whereas these are just things that
and then
mean
once
anything.
They get that in their head,
yeah, and then they match it to the pattern.
Yes,
like,
it's like in their head, it's for sure the cause. Like they think back, well, Thursday there was the windmill was going, and I had a headache, and Friday the windmill, so it's for sure the windmill kind of thing.
Or like the thing with the full moons in hospitals. I'm talking about how there's more accidents or whatever within a few days of the full moon.
That's why windmills should not be near a hospital.
But, yeah, so I guess there's that vocal component that they just think, here's this new thing, windmills. Even though windmills have actually been around for generations.
Well, when was introduced in the 80s, right?
Yeah, I think they actually had windmills in the... Yeah.
Don Quixote, is that a word, first of all? Quixote, is that spelled right?
That's correct. You are correct, sir.
So Don Quixote and windmills in my head are related.
He ran a tight mafia, that Don Quixote.
So Don Quixote is a person?
Yeah.
This is how dumb I am.
He is.
Is it a name of a book?
I don't know the name. If it was the name of a book, but he was a character in a book, yeah.
I think the book was called Don Quixote.
It may have all been.
What does it have to do with windmills?
He thought windmills were giants, and he attacked them.
What a man. When you're writing the show notes, you can say, what a MMMMM, like 20 of them.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess for or against windmills?
I'm totally for. It's like, why not harvest that energy? It's like, people talk about how it, you know, kills birds, not significant amounts. It kills bats.
Speaking of killing birds, SGU, they talked about bird deaths.
Yes.
That, like, there's 200 million birds killed a year.
and most of them are by cats.
Like 95%+ are by cats.
By domestic.
And like the 0.3% or whatever are from air disaster, not even just windmills, like windmills, planes built, like just
everything
collisions
else.
In the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, so people who are like, well, windmills are killing all the birds. No.
They kill a very, less than a percent.
Yeah.
Far less than a percent. It's mostly cats. It's mostly natural predators, or predators, I guess, however you want to call it.
And I don't even know how many cats windmills kill.
That's the funniest image. Just a cat walking past the window.
You're a cat lover. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
I'm amused by that image.
Okay, let's go from windmills to hate.
Time to hate.
Do you have a time to hate?
I don't. Just
okay.
See some.
It wasn't this week. It was over a week ago because we haven't done this in like 3 weeks. I remembered a time to hate, or I just hated a time to hate.
Why don't you just hate on?
And I wrote it down. I typed it out. What did I do? I electronically recorded it.
You tapped on the screen.
I screen tapped it. And it's very simple.
You dictated.
I hate.
Oh boy.
Anyone.
Am I this anyone's?
Probably.
Because
it's most people. I hate people who for some reason.
They must have a reason.
No. That's my point on this one.
Again with the knife.
I hate anyone who is the majority of the people in the world, or is it? We'll discuss this. Who have a problem with people who wear sandals with socks.
I see.
Okay.
I don't feel like I'm in that generation.
People go crazy about people who wear sandals with socks. There was a recent cartoon I saw where it was like fashion police penalties, and like it was like $1,000 fine for wearing a fedora or something. And then like the second last one was like 25 years in prison for wearing sandals with socks. Like everyone just goes like, how does this start? Why is it a thing? What's your fucking problem? Because I don't like shoes, and I wear sandals most of the year.
They're very comfortable.
And if the temperature, sorry you non-metric people, the temperature is -5 to 5 degrees Celsius. So what is that in Celsius?
In Fahrenheit.
So Fahrenheit.
It's 32.
In Celsius, it's -5 to 5. So 32 plus 9/5. No, 5/9.
32 to like 45.
Not 32, -5.
Oh, -5.
So 32, it's almost double, so 10. So say 9 degrees Fahrenheit.
9 to 35.
How does negative work?
9 to 32, whatever.
No, 9 plus 32, you're right. 41 to 10 degrees to 20.
Just say the Celsius, and they'll figure it out on their own.
27 to 41 degrees.
Cold degrees. It's below freezing.
Okay. 27 to 41
just
degrees.
Just slightly below freezing.
27 to 41 degrees.
Okay.
Or -5 to 5. I will wear sandals with socks.
Okay.
If it's more than 5 degrees or 41 degrees Fahrenheit, I will wear just sandals by themselves.
Is this a program that you run every morning?
No. Anyways, for throughout various days of the year, I will wear sandals with socks, and I am apparently the butt of the jokes of the world.
Here's the thing. Okay, I understand what you're saying, and I'm totally on board with wearing sandals and sandals with socks. I'm fine with that. I don't personally wear them because I have foot issues.
Foot shoes, we call them.
Foot shoes. But if I could, I would wear sandals and sandals with socks.
Here's
the thing. People like normalcy. People don't like outliers.
But why is sandals with your weird, ugly, deformed, hairy feet the normal one, and then having just like normal covered feet with some open air, like ventilation, the retarded weird one?
Because that's not... Yeah, that's the thing. It's like they can understand sandals because they wear sandals. in warm weather. They can wear sandals at the beach or at the hacienda, but they don't understand. They think you're being dumb, or they want to find a reason to ridicule you because it's on the
edge. No, but it's not just like, it's they get angry and they like,
yeah, it's like people
coming in completely covered in peanut butter. Like, that'd be the same thing, same reaction.
Yeah.
If you just have little, two little eye holes where you can see, but the rest, you're just slathered with peanut butter. They'd say the same thing, like, whoa, crazy man, get out of here, weirdo.
It's unfortunate, but society has its...
Well, here's the thing about society. I do it anyways. I don't give a shit. I find it amusing that people...
But you just said you hate it. Do you find it amusing or do you hate it?
I can do both.
Why?
Because look at me. I'm all this.
All right. So when people make fun of you or otherwise mock you, do you respond with hilarity or with what's your problem?
No, I respond with whatever.
With whatever.
Yeah. I guess I find it funny.
I feel like it's an opportunity for you to educate them and say what's the deal. I find this comfortable.
I just don't give a shit. Like, you don't have to... when you don't give a shit, you don't have to explain.
Okay. Well, obviously, you must give a shit if you hate it. Hate is equal to shitting.
You're right. Maybe this shouldn't be a time to hate. This should be a time to point out how silly people are.
But that's the glue of society.
How are we over an hour?
I don't know, but that's the glue of society, man. So really, we have a parting thought?
I wanted to make this faster.
Did you have another...
Let me tell you what we're not going to do, because we weren't going to wrap it up.
No, no, well, don't tell people what they don't...
No, this is exciting.
You never save them.
Nerd alert. You know what? Fuck it, we'll do it. I don't care, I'm doing nerd alert right now.
Oh, I love it.
Hold on, yes. What else is there?
Yes, this is the best episode ever. E3-1.
In my society.
E3-1.
Then parting thought.
Okay.
Well, in my society, I'm not even doing it. It's so dumb. Okay, I have two nerd alerts.
Whoa, that's a double alert.
The second one I might have said before, and it's very simple and short. You know product keys? Did I mention product keys before?
Yeah, so when you buy software, it comes with like
podcast. Okay. I remember when, like, Windows was some of the first one. Like, you buy Windows, you have to enter, like, a 25-character, like, 5-5-5-5.
And it was numbers and letters mixed together.
And the very first time, it was other software, too, like MSDN stuff. You'd be like, the very first time, you're like, what the hell?
You're, like, diffusing a bomb.
I'm gonna have to set aside the afternoon to enter this.
Yeah, and then when you get one wrong,
you're like, lunch early today?
And you would get one wrong, you'd be like, oh, jeez.
No, wait, you don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Initially, you're like, this is the worst thing to ever come to computers. Like, you'd stress out, you'd be like, start crying. But I'm surprised how much of a non-issue, how quick and easy it is. Like,
now.
Like, as gamers, you and I, we do those. We enter them every month, like some new 20 to 25 character thing.
It's letters and numbers. Behavior.
No, it's not that. Yeah, the behavior fine, but I mean, it's so much easier to do than it looks. Is my point. Like by the time, like it takes 7 seconds somehow to enter like what you think would take an hour. That's my point. Like. After doing it so many times...
I guess it was daunting when it first came out.
It just looks scary, but then when you'd like M5362, like, it just goes so quickly.
Was that your Windows key?
It goes so quickly, it's less scary than it seems, and it's funny now that I was ever, like, so worried about it.
That is a real nerd alert.
It looks overwhelming, but once you do it, it's like, that was nothing. There you go, nerd alert, right in your face. And the second one is, I just have to... Oh, I'm on it. I was just looking for my phone that I was reading this off. Anyways, I wrote down, I just got to say it, the Moto X, the phone I have.
Okay, you may have mentioned this.
No, I've sure mentioned before.
You've talked about your phone.
I know. It's the best phone ever.
What, still?
No. Okay. Yeah, still. Of all the phones I've had, I've had this for months now. It is the most enjoyable phone. It's the most satisfying. It's the most reliable. It's the most rewarding. That's not even right.
Is it a feature-packed? It's an Android phone.
Android phone, yeah. It's so the perfect size.
Is the things you like the Androidness or the Moto X?
Well, the Androidness for sure. Because I'm always finding new ways that it's like new neat things it can do and stuff. And also just the size, the weight, the battery life, everything about it.
What do you primarily use the phone for? What's the things you like?
What do I use it for? I guess just getting email, like emails and texts, like getting emails right away, like pushed right to the phone, whatever. It's, to me, it's the perfect, of all the, like I've had, say, 20 different smartphones.
You had a lot.
Including iPhones, right, and Samsungs. It is, I think it's the best of all the phones I've had.
You haven't done any BlackBerries, have you?
No, I did BlackBerries all over the place. Oh, yeah, you told me. Old 9600, 9700. Yeah, it's the best. It's the best phone I've ever had. I really like it. I'm sure, like, there'll be newer, like, in the future. Like, I'm not. This is not the end of phones.
But at this time,
I think it's the best Android phone. I just love it. It's, but you know, 75% of what I'm saying is really about Android, not necessarily the physical piece of hardware I'm holding.
But what does this set apart from other phones then?
Well, this has like three features no other phone has. Although you can kind of get them with apps. It has the active display, what's it called? Where there's no LED, the whole screen shows you like active notifications. I think I mentioned this one before. Then there's like the voice control where you say, "Okay, Google, now, did the Blue Jays play tonight?" That's okay. It's on YouTube.
Okay, and it tells you in return.
Yeah.
Okay, so active voice. What's the third?
Hold on, let's try. Okay, let's do one. Okay, Google, now. See? Okay, Google, now.
Stop.
Go. Okay, it doesn't work. Anyways, that piece of shit. And then there's something also, like, it just, whenever, instead of, when you take out of your pocket, it just shows you the time.
What? Why?
It has that thing where, like, when you just
lift move it. It's like, oh, did you want something?
Yeah, whatever. And then it has this thing where it detects when you're driving and then will read out text.
I thought you were going to say it detects when you're drunk and prevents you from writing embarrassing emails.
But that's not the point. The point is, I think I mentioned another podcast anyways. Like, it's my favorite phone, and I've had, like, that phone 5. I had everything, right?
This would be quick.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Holy shit. Okay, so, parting thought.
Do you
have by the way, I'm not paid by Motorola for any of those segments.
Do you have a parting thought?
Yes.
Okay, do yours and then I'll do mine.
My parting thought is, part your hair in the middle on weekdays and on the side on weekends.
What?
Get it?
Why?
Parting thought.
My parting thought is, oh god. My parting thought, I need to cleanse the palate.
That's your parting thought? Cleanse your palate.
Try to put some,
bookie.
Try volunteering. Put aside an hour or so, whatever it takes.
No, I'm good.
A week. Every hour week. An hour a week or so. To volunteer.
Volunteer to what? Anything?
Charity. Whatever cause you're interested in. Skepticism. Video games for kids.
Video games for kids?
Hospital.
Sounds molesty.
Molesting. No, don't do that last one. Yeah, volunteering. Try volunteering.
You do volunteering, right? What do you do?
I used to do a lot, but I don't do so much these days. But I'll try. I'm going to try now that I've said this.
Soup kitchen, we're talking?
I used to work with Live Green Toronto.
Is soup kitchen a good thing to do?
Like, yeah, sure.
Can anyone just walk into a soup kitchen and start working?
Probably.
Do you need a resume and stuff?
I feel like most volunteer places will welcome volunteers that are willing to work. Regularly.
Do you have any suggestions? Oh, you just listed like 20.
Well, I think I'm going to try to volunteer with Cycle Toronto.
Psycho Toronto. Tell me about this Psycho Toronto.
The Bicycle Toronto, yeah.
Oh, Cycle.
Yeah.
Not Psycho.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you want to do? Just cycle around the city and go, look, I'm volunteering.
No, they write letters, they campaign.
On bikes? They write letters on bikes. That's unsafe.
Letters on bikes.
No, don't. Okay, so your party thought is you realizing you haven't really volunteered much lately and you should get back into it.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone should volunteer. I feel like it
enriches. What if you're disabled?
You can still volunteer.
Good point. Everyone. What if you're dead?
Well,
then. What if you're not born yet?
What if you're in vitro? If you're really young, volunteering doesn't mean too much because.
Is there anything you can do in the womb?
That's it for the show.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
You're not good with singing on the spot.
No, I am not.
That's too bad, but expected.
End of the show.
Let's press this the square button to stop this.
So long.
Farewell.
Goodbye. Last words.
Wait, what's that song? You know, in Sound of Music? Yeah,
farewell.
Na 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 na.
Avita says goodbye.
Avita says goodbye. What?
Avita.
Han is a goof, a big fat goof.
This is a test. It is only a test, but a test nonetheless.
Says the goof.